Hi, I'm speaking with Tina.
Yes.
Hey, Tina, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing today?
Yes, good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Countdown to Friday's on, you know? So I'm looking at your account. Bonnie had me call the other day regarding, like, other services, tried to reach you and left a voicemail. But I'm looking right now, so there's something going on with the weed disputes. Is that correct?
There was a couple that we were disputing. Yeah, so basically, I know when you and I spoke, we only get charged for the leads that we actually are able to schedule, correct?
Yeah, so when you schedule an appointment or, like, book an appointment with the lead that calls, or if you quote them over the phone, those are considered qualified leads that you would be charged for.
Okay. For example, the call from yesterday, I did not want to book, but I was still charged for it. Didn't quote him over the phone, told him that we have a – hang on, let me go back to that.
Yeah, sorry. Let me see. Let me go into your leads to your tracking. So 13 leads. Let's see.
My last SMS you failed. Please give me your cell phone number. 66-2124. Yeah. Okay.
Do you know which lead it was?
Yeah, let me go.
Okay.
It was, yes. ~90% positive, it was the 928-530-1632.
Okay, 928-530-1632. Okay, and that dispute was denied.
Correct.
Super weird. And then, you have been, like, on your tracking, right, for the leads? Because I was assuming it was going to be one where it said dispute approved or it said not charged, but this particular one, so they were out of your, like, service radius? Is that correct?
Which one was this? This was the one. That's the problem. And also, I thought we were supposed to be able to listen to these calls, but we can't.
Yes. So Google has, like, a bot that listens or whatnot, but Bonnie should be able to request for, like, the recordings, too. What we can do, too, to make it easier is we could put, like, a call tracking number on your – basically, we'll have the Google guaranteed leads forward to a call tracking, which it still goes to your phone, right? But then those are all recorded in your dashboard, too.
Yeah, let me go back. This other one, because I don't think this other one was good either. This website's not the most user-friendly.
The tracking system?
Yeah, it's just not
user-friendly. All you have to focus on is leads. So, like, when you log in, when you go to the homepage, you're going to see it says local leads. Just click on leads. Okay. And you're only on a Google guaranteed only package, so you don't have to toggle through the different types. It's going to all be Google guaranteed leads on there.
Yeah, but it's like, so all it says is 951-283-5070, Google guaranteed. The date, the time, charged, valid.
Right.
That's all I see. So it's like, I wish there was a place for me to add notes, like if I booked it, if I didn't book it.
Right. I get what you're saying.
Something of that nature, but we're not getting as many leads as I really honestly hoped that we would. That's a little disappointing. I know trust the process, but as you can see, we were getting quite a few in the beginning, but then nothing.
Take a look. 112, 118, 19.
A lot of them, dispute approved. That one was valid. They denied it. And this one from the 19th, that was actually outside of our service area. They denied it. That Kayla Rodriguez one, if you see it there, if they charge us for it, that one came through as a text message. I sent her 3 different text messages. She never responded. And if you look at my response time, I'm on it.
Right. I remember telling you about that, you know, the response time is important. Yeah. I know the budget you're on to, the 13 leads, is the minimum budget requirement. It basically breaks down to like 3 leads per week and then 4 leads 1 week, you know? So Bonnie could readjust that if you wanted to like make it where you're getting more leads in 1 week, you know?
No, I'm okay upping our budget a little bit. I just need to see numbers, and I'll be completely honest with you. Bonnie was extremely hard to understand.
Really? Okay.
Very, very, very hard to understand. So I'm okay upping my budget, but again, I'm the type of person, I need to visually see it. I need to see what am I increasing it to, what will we benefit from, and I'm kind of to the point where I don't even know what I'm paying for and what exactly it's doing.
Right. No, I get what you're saying, and I'll pass that to you to like, you know, one of our like our supervisors or whatnot about adding like notes, because I think that's an amazing idea. Believe it or not, that's the first time I heard that one too. Like that would be game changing, right? If you could put like booked or not booked and just check it, you know,
something to that nature. Yeah. So I'm showing that for a monthly budget that we should be set up for $676 a month. Is that correct?
Let me double check here. Placements. Let's say that is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So where are the 13 leads coming in from? So basically 13, what was it, $52 a lead?
Yeah, so it's that $52 per lead. That's with our management fee, right? So it's $39 from Google for the Google guaranteed leads. And then our management fee is what are 52 minus 39. So it actually comes out to 678 is what I'm showing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I just want to make sure is that I'm not being held up by leads because of these other leads that one shouldn't count. And two, again, I have no way of knowing if I've booked some of these or not. That's kind of the shitty part. I can't listen to it. There's no notes about the name of the caller. But there's several in here that honestly we shouldn't have been charged for.
Right. And I know you said I have the 530-16321 down, the 928 area code. I know you said, that was out of your service radius, right? Which shouldn't have been charged or whatnot.
I'm not positive. The 1632, if I'm not mistaken, that was actually one. I honestly don't. There was a reason why he didn't book. I know that, and I don't quote over the phone. But he didn't book for some reason. I don't remember what it was. But either way, I shouldn't have been charged for that. That Kayla Rodriguez one, that came over as a text message. And again, I responded to her 3 times. She never responded back. So I shouldn't be charged for something where I'm not even able to speak to the customer.
Right. What I can do is I can pass this over to like our director on that side. His name's Perry, and I know you had, so on their side, right, they're the ones that do like the lead disputes and all that good stuff. So I don't really have access to that, but I understand exactly what you're saying. You're saying, hey, I have some leads that are coming through where they're not qualified leads, and I'm being charged, and the dispute's being denied. So I get that.
Yeah.
What I could do is I could go ahead and tag Perry, have him look into this, and then I could also see too about like the call tracking number to see if you could have a recording on these too, like on the dashboard. So I'll put all that in the notes. And I know you had trouble, Bonnie, right? The accent was just a bit much. You couldn't.
It's just
understand.
A bit much, and I didn't understand 90% of what she was saying.
Got it. She's amazing. I mean, but I do get it. You know, she's, you know, I get what you're saying 100%. So I'll put that in the notes too. So I'll tag Perry, and I'll try to have somebody else contact you from that side to go over like the lead disputes and see if there's any way we can help with also the call tracking for the recordings and possibly, upping the amount you're getting weekly too in terms of leads. So I could have them go over all that with you. I'm going to tag it in there where, somebody else other than Bonnie. So it may be like Ivan or Arlie or Perry himself that would call you, but I'll put that all in the notes. Okay.
Okay, sounds
just
good.
Give them some time to, like...
It's a matter of, I mean, I don't want people calling to try and sell me something else. And that was one thing that...
Right.
Someone else would call me with you guys and like, oh, do you want to do the Google Leads? And I'm like, I thought I'm already doing Google Leads. They're like, no, Google Leads and Google Ads is different. So I'm like...
Right. What it is, I saw that in your so in our dashboard, when you click on like ads, right? Or I forget how it's listed on there, but if you don't already have ads with us, it notifies that department and somebody calls you to see if you're interested in them, you know? So I apologize for that happening for sure. But
I just want to make sure that I'm getting my best bang for my buck, so to speak. And I have no problem upping my budget if I see that it's benefiting, if I see that it's working, but it's like, what's the point to up my budget if I'm being charged for leads that aren't really leads?
Right. No, 100%, 100%. And I'll put that in all the notes. So right now, and I know, you know, you're not sure of all of them, but the 928-530-1632 number, that one didn't book an appointment, right, for some reason. Was there any additional ones that you're seeing on there that you kind of remember what happened or no?
That's the problem is I've emailed about them and I've spoken to people about them and they say call me back and they don't. So unfortunately at this point, that's my own fault. I should be better tracking that.
Okay. That's if you put it in the email should be in the notes in your manager too. So I'll have Perry just like review the entire account to see what's going on. Okay.
Okay. And I mean, any type of area that we can add feedback, we can add notes. I can say if it was booked, if it wasn't booked, why wasn't it booked? That would be helpful because obviously, I mean, unless I'm sitting here going in here every 2 seconds whenever the phone rings, I have no way of knowing.
Right. No, 100%. I get what you're saying. I'm gonna pass that along too. I think that'd be great for all of our clients, not just you, you know? So I appreciate you bringing that to us. And I'll message Perry about that as well. So let me get these notes to him. I'll tag him. Just give him some time to review it, and you'll get a call within the next 24 hours. Same thing from our 877 number. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Tina. Pleasure speaking with you again, and we'll get to the bottom of all this for you, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye.